Hello there, Master Paul. The worst has come to pass.
Oh, yeah, I know. Golly, Peggy, dear, I can't talk like Minnie. Not on the spur of the moment, anyhow. That takes practice.
Well, Andy says I can't go to the football banquet with you or anybody else.
Not even with Emery?
Not even with Emery. And do you know what? I found out today how come Andy knows all about me and you.
Well, I'd sure like to know how. Then it wasn't a hunch?
Indeed not. That dreadful old busybody Mrs. Crawford done up and snitched on us.
You mean Butch's ma?
She most surely did. All about us talking on the telephone and meeting in the park and down at Posey's Ice Cream Emporium and everything.
Well, I'd like to know how Mrs. Crawford knows about... Butch. That's it. That son of hers. He's jealous because he's got a yen for you, too. Boy, oh boy, when my leg's back in good shape again, I'm going to trounce him within an inch of his life.
I just hope you do. Worse than you did the last time when he was making fun of my way of talking.
I think it's a shame you not being allowed to go to the football banquet. Gosh, I might as well stay home, too. Because I won't have any fun if you're not there.
Oh, no, Master Paul. You must go by all means.
Well, I suppose I'll have to, but I don't like to. Oh, say, do you know what?
No, what?
Uncle Joe is still sober.
Oh, do tell.
You know, that talk I had with him the other night must have done wonders for him. He's been cold sober ever since.
He has? Oh, how wonderful. And has he talked with Senator Spratt about my papa's wonderful wall invention?
Oh, no, not yet. Oh. The senator being home from Washington, he's sort of relaxing, and Uncle Joe's waiting till the senator's sober enough to listen.
Goodness gracious, if all senators was like Senator Spratt, oh...
Well, you know what Pa says. If they were all as lazy as Senator Spratt, us taxpayers might get a rest. Say, honey, couldn't I see you tonight in the park?
Oh, dear me, sirs. I should say not. Annie won't let me go out of the house unaccompanied.
Well, who accompanies you?
My dear old mammy doll.
Your old colored mammy?
Uh-huh.
Like they got in the movies?
Uh-huh.
Well, then meet me in the park with mammy doll. I bet she's got a sense of humor and a sweet tooth.
She's got a sense of humor, but she ain't got no sweet tooth.
She hasn't?
No, she hasn't got any teeth. She's so very old.
Well, you meet me in the park with Mammy Doll, and I'll bring her a bag of chocolate drops and see how we make out. Bye now.
All right, Paul, but it's taking chances.
Bye now.
Bye.
It's me, all right, Peggy. Where are you?
I'm up at Mr. Bradley's drugstore.
Are you? Dast I come down and walk home with you?
I don't think you better, Master Paul. Mammy dies along.
Uh-oh. She sure did lair up me with that umbrella last night.
But you shouldn't have startled her so.
No, I guess not. What is there about me that she doesn't like?
Well, I'll tell you, Master Paul. She says you talk like a Yankee.
Huh? Did she say that?
She most surely did.
Well, I'm not. Did you tell her that Mother comes from an old family in the Kentucky bluegrass?
I told her that, and all about your distinguished ancestor being John Paul Jones. And I had to tell her that you was kinfolks of the Mobile Joneses before she'd consented to think at all kindly of you.
Golly, she sure is funny. Except when she's whacking away with that umbrella. Say, Peggy, do you still love me?
Oh, I most surely do, Master Paul. With all my devotion.
Gee, I wish I could get to kiss you again.
Master Paul, please don't talk that away on the telephone. No telling what old gadabouts have to be a-listening.
Gosh, if only you could be at the football banquet tomorrow night when we get our football charms for winning the Big Seven championship.
Remember, I'll get to wear yours, Master Paul.
You sure do. And that's a sign of our engagement until I can earn money enough to buy a ring. Oh, say, by the way, Pa's letting me work in the bank on Saturdays, starting as soon as my knee is okay.
He is? Mm-hmm. How wonderful. How come?
Well, Pa wants to take advantage of all the publicity I got for being so honest in turning down that touchdown when I caught that pass in first bounce.
Well, what do you know?
Pa says our family has to do something to counteract the unfavorable impression created locally by Uncle Joe with all his drinking and gambling and carrying on. Gosh, honey, if only you could be at the football banquet.
Well, Master Paul, I can.
You can? That's wonderful.
Not so wonderful. Aunt Prissy says I can go, providing I go with that dreadful, rascally scoundrel, Butch Crawford.
Huh? Go with Butch? Oh, no.
So I've told Aunt Prissy I'm going with him.
But you can't, Peggy.
Yes, I can. And as soon as we get to the park, that's where you come in.
Huh? Oh, I get it. You'll ditch him.
And if he says anything, you up and biff him a good one.
Will I? Bum knee or no bum knee, I'll biff him a dozen.
Well, I got to run along now. Mammy Dawes are pecking at the window and motioning for me to come on. Well, bye, Paul.
I'll see you tomorrow night in the park. Bye, Peggy. I don't know how good I can fight with my knee out of whack, but I'll go down trying.
Well, I see by the clock on the wall, there's a dead fly. That means I gotta go. And I want to thank you for listening in to Heirloom Radio, a different kind of oldies program, and I hope you'll come back again. This is John Lovering saying so long for now.